She was scammed out of her retirement savings, her life savings, over a Bitcoin scam. Listen to this.
I feel like I'm just at rock bottom.
A Point Loma grandmother is sharing her story after she was scammed out of her life savings during a two-day nightmare. Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt.
And I'm Steve Atkinson. New at 6, our ABC 10 News reporter Michael Chin reveals how the crooks convinced her to send all of her money into a Bitcoin black hole.
Barbara Reed got the call last Wednesday morning. The caller ID read the Federal Reserve, a man identifying himself as a Federal Reserve officer.
They really knew quite a bit about me.
Told a 71-year-old disabled retiree her identity had been stolen and used in a crime spree.
Laundering money and counterfeiting money to Colombia and drug trafficking.
Reed was transferred to a supposed sheriff's deputy who confirmed she was facing charges under surveillance and should stay on the phone with them.
They just scared me so much with that people were watching me, that my phone was tapped, that they were going to arrest me and throw me in jail.
But the man claiming to be with the Federal Reserve wanted to help her, wanted to protect her assets from the identity thief until the investigation wrapped up.
Scared me so much, I just thought, well, I guess they're really trying to protect me.
Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, as you just heard, a grandmother is at the point where scammers are playing good cop, bad cop, and unfortunately, just like in the movies, they're on the same team. Don't fall for things like this. If you are being approached by all these scare tactics, like you're going to be under arrest, or, you know, the federal government is looking at you, or we're going to seize all your property, these are not threats that the federal government is going to send you. They are going to send you letters. They may even give you a phone call saying, reach out to this department. They will give you a representative. They will lead you to a source where you can verify it. Don't let these people guide you down the wrong path. Now, unfortunately, once again, we don't have people in her social circle that she can reach out to. Once again, we find that it feels like you're by yourself. You have no one to reach out to, no one objectively to look at something like this, because even if you have your own social circle, many of them may have gotten similar phone calls and this may be right. So this is why it's important to have a financial advisor, someone who is aware of these scams so they can actually protect you. Once again, a lot of people are so focused on trying to make 10-15% and firing their financial advisor because they're not making a 50% every year, but yet they'll lose their life savings by making one bad decision with a scammer that's on the phone. So if you have a financial advisor that protects you from losing your life savings in this manner, wouldn't that be worth the price? But let's keep going and see what happens and what kind of tactics these people are using trying to get your money.
The next 2 days, the retired nurse and widow went back and forth between her banks and Bitcoin ATMs, withdrawing $38,300, every penny of her life savings, and depositing it into a Bitcoin account she believed was a Federal Reserve holding account. She also charged $2,000 in gift cards, reading the codes to the men on the phone when they abruptly hung up.
I feel like I'm just at rock bottom.
She knew she'd been scammed. Reed, who lives on a fixed income, now facing an uncertain future.
I have no savings. I have nothing.
Reed now sharing her story to help others avoid the pain she's feeling.
I just don't feel I would get caught in something like that, and I definitely did.
That's very true. All of us, we don't feel like we would fall for something like this, that this would be kind of beyond. We're too smart for something like this, but these scammers are getting really intelligent. Even myself, I still have a social circle of my own, people that I trust to look over certain documents, certain financials that may come into the household or things of that nature. I seek professional help. I seek out legal advice, you know, accounting advice, things of that nature that may be outside of my wheelhouse. I can't know everything, and that comes with humility. We must be humble enough to know that we don't know everything and we do need help. And unfortunately, this is one of the reasons why I started my own firm, is because of individuals like this. She's 71 years old. She's a widow. She's a grandmother. She probably lives by herself. And now she's the victim of a scam where she loses her life savings. She's already on a fixed income. Those are the situations that scare me. So when we're working with Christian parents with adult children, we really try to talk to the children and say, listen, I know you're an adult. I know you have your own life, but your mother, your father really needs you to step up and to look over some of these documentation, because these scammers are getting more and more sophisticated. You need someone in your corner to actually look over some things and help you through situations like this. This is a very sad situation, but I pray that somehow, you know, the federal government kind of helps out. But when you start talking about buying gift cards and transferring money to this bank and doing this and going shopping and all this other things, this is just way outside of how the federal government actually works. All right. Brothers and sisters, I pray this doesn't happen to you. To prevent things like this, or to help lower the probability of things like this happen, once again, get you a power of attorney, get you an executor, start building your team. One of our recommendations when we start creating financial plans, it says, who is your team? And who's on your team is going to be your financial advisor, is going to be your accountant, is going to be your lawyer, is going to be your power of attorney, and then it's also going to be your executor. So you're going to have about five strong team members that are going to be your checks and balances for all these different types of scams or this type of money movement. Well, if you're not subscribed to the podcast and you like information like this to help prepare you for retirement and protect your retirement savings, make sure that you subscribe. My name is AB Ridgway. I own AB Ridgway Wealth Management. If you need a consultation, if you don't have anyone to turn to, you can always schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. The link is going to be in the description, or you can go to www.abrwealthmanagement.com. Also, if you don't know anything about finances, we have our four pillars to Christian investing, which is going to give you a beginner's guide to investing and retirement savings. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfers. Well, I'm AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.